What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one. Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Muir's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, let's do a Dork Minute here on a Thursday, Jones. Normally these are on Monday. Fluid, though. Might move in the football season. Monday's very busy.
Well, we had the holiday this week. We're going to have Monday football. Probably later in the week is a better fit, so let's try Thursday today.
Good opportunity to tell everybody the latest Hashtag Dork Podcast, which is available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We tiered the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. All the movies, all the shows. It was quite a task.
Quite
an
endeavor.
We were up to the challenge.
It was quite an endeavor, but the graphic popped. Looked good.
The graphic was great.
You can see that
at Dork Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, both of those. We got some news from the DC universe, the new DCU, as Superman, which was a very successful big hit this year. The sequel to Superman is going to be called Man of Tomorrow. It's also going to be written and directed by James Gunn. It is going to come out July 9th, 2027.
Mm.
So save the date on that.
Okay, I'll mark that down.
Now, so interesting.
The Man of Tomorrow.
Just Man of Tomorrow. No, the.
I'm sorry.
Man of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Of course, Zack Snyder did a movie called Man of Steel.
Mm.
This is Man of Tomorrow. So Supergirl comes out next year, June 26, 2026. A movie called Clayface, which is an interesting choice. He is a shape-shifting villain.
Oh,
that comes out September 11th, 2026, and then Man of Tomorrow. So you're going to have two Superman movies before you get the sequel to The Batman. So Robert Pattinson's Batman, which was great, came out in 2021, I think.
Mm.
The sequel to that is now scheduled for October of 2027.
This is The Batman.
The Batman.
Not to be confused with Man of Tomorrow, not
Correct.
The Man of
Correct.
Tomorrow. Okay, I'm getting confused.
Other movie news for you, Jones. We're going to get a Bluey movie.
Oh!
That's right, Bluey movie.
Soon?
August 6th, 2027.
Oh.
So kind of teetering on whether little CeCe Beans will still like Bluey.
I was going to say, I feel like Lucas, second grader today, by the way.
Congratulations. Oh, they late start.
BPS, they finally decided to send kids back.
A little delayed start
I don't know that Lucas is going to see that one, but okay.
I was going to say, I think Georgie might like it.
Georgie will still
point.
Be in on it, I think,
But yeah, CeCe will be, what, 8 in 2 years? So
we'll see. Right on the edge of it.
Although I still like it, so maybe she'll still like it.
Great show.
Who's to say? How about this for an upcoming documentary, which could be good? On Amazon Prime, coming out on October 10th, a John Candy documentary.
So has that not been done?
Well, not this one, anyways. A new one.
No, I'm saying.
Is there a John Candy documentary?
Well, that's what
I'm asking. Are you thinking of Candyman? That's a horror movie.
No, has that not been done? If it really hasn't been done, it hasn't been covered on anything before. I'm not talking to streaming services.
I think so. And I just saw the trailer.
That's interesting.
They had Bill Murray on talking about him. And so, he was always great. Every John Candy movie, anytime you saw John Candy pop up, it was always great. On the other end, John Candy, great man. This TV series is going to start on Netflix on October 3rd called Monster, the Ed Gein Story. Ed Gein? Yeah, one of the most notorious serial killers of all time.
Oh.
In fact, Hannibal Lecter and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre are based off of Ed Gein, who would often eat his victims.
Oh, so he's got some spinoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So Ed Gein, every time like those movies are like based on a true story, it's not really a true story, but it's like certain things that Ed Gein was up to. He's a bad guy.
Interesting.
So Charlie Hunnam is going to portray Ed Gein. And it's a Ryan Murphy production. He's the guy that did all like the American Horror Stories and all those ones.
How many parts are we talking?
I think it's a series, so I think it's going to be like, I don't know if it's 8 episodes or something along those lines. Mm. But yeah, I'll check that one out. And good for Horror Movie Month. Dorktober, just around the corner.
Oh, right there.
So I'm excited for that. Let's see. What else do we got? Sophie Turner. You might know her as Sansa Stark. No? Game of Thrones?
No.
Missed it?
No, I don't think so.
Weren't there for that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, she was also married to a Jonas brother,
I think. This is how I know her. Yeah.
And she was in... No, Jones hasn't seen Dark Phoenix.
I might have.
There's no chance he's
I know
Dark
her from,
Phoenix.
Like, TMZ tweets where she's with Sophie one of the
Turner.
Jonas brothers. Yes. That's how I know her. Yeah.
Not that it's about looks, but she's very attractive. She's going to...
Not that she's been in TMZ tweets, though.
Yeah.
Come on, Jones.
Yeah. I know her from TMZ. Just like that two-headed lady. Sophie Turner is going to... Well, she is.
Yeah.
That's not disrespectful, is it?
Oh, no.
What would you call her?
Well, I don't know. The two-headed lady didn't sound the most respectful.
They were talking about her on the morning show yesterday.
The conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins. Yes, I apologize. Nick, dump the two-headed lady.
Sure.
Thing. Yeah. Strict that from the record.
Ladies. Plural.
Can you bleep that in the podcast? So when people listen back to it, they don't hear that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm actually very...
You're the most respectful.
Probably the most respectful person here.
Yeah, you are.
When discussing that matter. But Sophie Turner from TMZ and Game of Thrones is going to play Laura Croft in a Tomb Raider series. Now, Tomb Raider. Yes,
nice. You know Tomb Raider, right?
I know.
Oh, nice.
It was nice.
Yeah,
yes,
it
was.
Oh, it was.
It was a very famous video game character that was constructed in a way that was appealing to the eye. So
yeah,
Angelina Jolie played her in a couple bad
correct.
Movies.
Yeah.
There's nobody who was built like this. There's just, I'd like to see the creators. The interview the creators of Laura Croft.
There's 12-year-old boys.
So yeah, this will play.
Yeah.
And then finally, Jones, something I'm going to put on my maybe my Christmas list. The Lego Death Star.
Ooh.
The Lego Death Star costs you two PS5s. It's going to cost you
two
PS5s. Yeah.
Wow.
But this thing is incredible.
That's.
I don't think
more than 9,000 Cirillos.
I'm probably correct.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to be able to get it, but it's going to be available on October 4th.
Ooh.
It is 9,023 pieces.
That was actually going to be my question. How many pieces is it? 9,000?
9,000.
Ooh.
It comes with 38 minifigures.
That's almost worth your money right there.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Look at all these little guys. Chewie's in there. You got C-3PO. You got R2-D2. Darth Vader, obviously. Darth Sidious, obviously. Princess Leia,
who's
obviously.
That? Now, I can barely see your computer. Who's that purple guy? It really pops off the screen.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't really make sense of it.
Oh, it looks like it opens up.
Oh,
Death
it
Star.
Opens up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're in there. It's got the laser. All different levels. It is good bang for your buck. It's worth the $1,000. I mean, how much is that? I mean, that's good.
All you do is hit a Bozo.
That's a great point.
That's the key.
Which, by the way,
starts up tomorrow.
Bozo tomorrow in grab bag. We're going to be doing that in grab bag.
Yes. Yeah, so keep it locked. So if we hit on, that's what I'll do. If we hit on that, I'll treat myself.
Don't
to
tell Katie.
Lego Death Star. She's like, where'd you get that?
We hit on the Bozo touchdown.
They were giving away at work. They were giving away Lego Death Stars at work.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, it's the best job in the world.
All right, well, there you go. There's your Dork Minute.
Hashtag Dork Minute.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.